Mexico's health authorities confirmed the country's first coronavirus-related death on Wednesday, and the fatality is raising more concerns about the Mexican government's preparation and the transparency of its efforts. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
The country's first person to die was a 41-year-old diabetic man from Mexico City whose symptoms began just 9 days earlier. But his death confronts the authorities' version of coronavirus cases in Mexico, which says that every single patient in the country had traveled overseas. The man who died didn't.
Este es un caso que ilustra.
That's Hugo López-Gatell, Mexico's Undersecretary of Public Health, saying that the first COVID-19-related death illustrates the expected. People with health complications or above 60 are more vulnerable. The government faces criticism for its strategy, which currently focuses on promoting hygiene and social distancing. But not even President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is following the recommendations, hugging and kissing people at his rallies.
Se está actuando de manera responsable.
López Obrador says his administration is acting responsibly, protecting its people and the economy. He has blamed his opponents for stoking fears.
El escudo protector.
The president says his protecting shield against coronavirus is his honesty, as well as the lucky charms given by his followers that he carries in his wallet. One of them is a dollar bill from a migrant living in the U.S. López Obrador's administration says it's ready for an outbreak with all the equipment needed while monitoring every case and applying enough tests. But not everyone agrees. Silvia Brown, a 76-year-old woman diagnosed with COVID-19, asks me, who do I trust more, the government or her? Silvia lives with her family in Mexico's second largest city, Guadalajara. She says it all started by feeling a little weak, then a little bit of dry coughing, and then fever. Silvia says she wants to see her children and grandchildren, but no. She knows she has to stay in her bedroom for her family's sake. The woman says her family had to hire a private lab for getting tested. It cost them about $210, and they had to wait for a week to get the results.
Claro, no te contestan, no contestan.
Silvia's daughter, Adriana Brown, tells me the government's hotline to report coronavirus cases doesn't work, and the Secretary of Health didn't help.
Este es un caldo de cultivo.
Adriana says Mexico is a breeding ground for the virus. Health authorities still need to validate her mother's tests in order for her to be added to the statistics. And many cases like hers are floating in the air.
Las pruebas solo se hacen a muy pocas personas.
Felipe Neri is a lawyer at the nonpartisan nonprofit Mexicans Against Corruption. He says tests are being administered to very few people, which is hindering early detection efforts. A judge voted in favor of a complaint filed by Mexicans Against Corruption for what the organization says is a poor strategy to fight the pandemic. The federal government is now expected to show improvements on its strategy. Neri says many actions are still needed, including more tests, canceling or banning more public events, and building a nationwide strategy shared between the federal and state governments. The lawyer says the government is trying to avoid panic while protecting the economy. But a more efficient and timely policy would be more helpful to minimize the negative impacts of a pandemic and, most importantly, to save more lives. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.